You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht, myself, and Benjamin Pieske that helps you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. Today, we will talk about a book, The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. So stay tuned for this. If you are already quite good with R, but you want to upskill in terms of R, because R has so many awesome features, because so many things are now happening in R, and there's this ever-growing community in R, then I have something for you. We are just about to start the next SaaS Tool R course, which is led by Thomas Knightman. If you don't know Thomas, he is an outstanding programmer and an even better teacher. So through six live sessions, each being 2 hours, you will learn about all the different things in SaaS, from the fundamentals up to doing tables, listings, and analysis within R. And so this is not a generic R course. This is an R course designed specifically for you as a statistician programmer in healthcare, in the pharma industry. So we will assume that you know what CDISC is and things like that, and you will learn how to do all these kind of typical things within R. Thomas has already helped hundreds to learn R, and so he knows exactly what he's doing. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video-on-demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to psiweb.org to learn more about it and become a PSI member today. By the way, I'm also a PSI member, and I'm really looking forward to the PSI conference in June in Amsterdam. Welcome to a new episode of The Effective Statistician, and today I want to talk about one of my all-time favorite books around leadership. Of course, I also have some books that I really love that have nothing to do with leadership, like Lord of the Rings or things like that, that I really, really love. I also do read some books that have nothing to do with leadership, but I really love the leadership books. And this one is a book by Patrick Lencioni. He wrote many books, but this one really stands out from the crowd, and I think I can highly encourage you to read it. Unless just the overview of what I'm speaking today about helps you already. So this book is called The Five Dysfunctions of a Team. And yes, that's a pretty negative title. And yeah, maybe it sells just better if you talk about the negative sides. And these dysfunctions you see all the time. And they work like a pyramid. Yeah, so they build on each other. And whenever there's a dysfunction on a lower level, all the other levels don't work. Yeah. So you basically need to start with the basement, yeah, with the first dysfunction, remove that, then the next, then the third, then the fourth, and then the last one. And many teams already struggle with the first one. And that is the absence of trust. You see that around all the time. I do a lot of training, and people speak about this in the training. Yeah, that there is a lack of trust. And you can see that because people are afraid to speak openly, are afraid to be vulnerable. Yeah, people have the perceptions that they can't say, I don't know, or that they can't say, I don't have time for that. Things like that. Yeah. If you are in a group, a in a project team and a study team where you fear like bringing up this idea, then there's already an absence of trust. So you need to build that trust. Yeah. And I have maybe talked about this already in another episode. Trust is based on three components: care, character, and competence. So if all these three dimensions come together, care, character, and competence, then there is trust in the relationship. And the bigger the team, the harder it is to build this trust. And every time someone new comes into the team, you need to kind of re-establish the trust with this new team member. And yes, it takes time. So that's why it's usually pretty good to also spend some time with the people outside of the regular project meetings. Yeah. Have a beer together with them, go to dinner together with them, have these coffee chats, speak about things that are unrelated to work. That very, very often builds trust with people. The second layer in these five dysfunctions is conflict. And yes, absence of conflict. Now you can say, like, isn't conflict a bad thing? No, there is actually always conflict. Yeah, there's conflict in terms of your regulatory person wants to have it really safe and easy with the regulatory submission, and you want to have it maybe innovative. And the project manager wants to have it really fast and cheap, and the physician wants to do something that is innovative and that he can, you know, show off with his peers. All these different priorities compete with each other. And so there will always be conflict. Yeah. Who is first on the authorship list? Who actually gets on the authorship list? Who goes to this conference? Who is, you know, speaking to upper management? Who gets a seat at this meeting where there's only two or three people allowed? There's always conflict. And if the team fears that conflict, the conflict is not resolved. And so lack of good conflict management, conflict resolution, that is the second part. And usually it's driven by fear. The next part is lack of commitment. So that people don't really buy into agreements. Yeah. You see that, especially if, for example, if you're in a team and whenever you have left the room, and it's a discussion, someone doesn't follow up on it. Yeah. So, or someone says, oh, no, I have a different idea. Yeah. That people don't really kind of commit to doing something together. If now, however, people do trust each other, you have a good conflict management, and people commit to things, then you can have a problem with the next layer, and that is lack of accountability. So people say, yeah, I want to do this, but they don't follow up. And of course, that happens all the time. Yeah, for some good reasons sometimes. Yeah, but just because maybe it's not a priority anymore, there's something else coming, whatsoever. Yeah. Now, accountability is that everybody in the team will hold each other accountable. Yeah. Not just the project manager that holds everybody accountable. Yeah. But everybody holds each other accountable. Someone also needs to hold the project manager accountable, yeah, of doing these things. Yeah. So help make sure that everybody helps everybody accountable. And now, if that all works, so trust, conflict, commitment, accountability, there still is the last one, and that is results. And here I speak about the results of the team, not the benefits of the individuals. Yeah? If everybody always kind of just thinks about what's in it for me and only do the things that is helpful for them, then you can't work as a good team. Yeah. If people can say, yeah, I'm okay to give in here, yeah, for the benefit of the team. And if everybody does that, then the team really, really works together in a well way. You see that, for example, in sports teams. Yeah. If, you know, the scorer only thinks about him and kind of the scoring thing and not about defense, well, it doesn't work. Yeah. If the defense always just makes sure that there's no goal scored from the other team, well, you'll not win because they also need to help with offense. Yeah. And I'm speaking about football or soccer here. So, but you can apply that to any kind of team sports. Yeah. And the same is also within your team. And that can be a study team, a project team, or maybe a lead team. Yeah. In a good lead team, people will not just think about their empire. Yeah. But they will help each other, contribute to each other. They will say, yeah, I see this high performer in my team will be better suited in your team. Because with all the trust and all the other things, that person knows next time, if it's the other way around, the other person will do the same for the benefit of the overall team. So the five dysfunctions are absence of trust, fear of conflict, lack of commitment, avoidance of accountability, and inattention to results. If you can make sure that all these five come together, you will have a great team. And I can tell you, if you work in such a team, it's fun. It's really, really fun. Yeah. Will you have sometimes difficult things? Yes. Maybe it's sometimes long hours. Yes. But overall, it is a great, great experience. And then if something isn't working, yeah, always go back to the lowest level that is not working. See whether there's enough trust. If there's trust, do you speak about conflict? If they speak about conflict, is there commitment, then accountability, and then inattention to results? And based on my experience, very, very often, teams already struggle with the trust part. So first invest in that part, building trust. And here I repeat again, you build trust with others if they feel that you're competent, that you have a good character, and that you take care of them. Competence, character, and care. So that's another episode. Check out the show notes. There you will find the link to the book. And by the way, of course, we talk about this also in the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. As this episode comes out, we are just 2 weeks away from starting the new open program. And maybe there are still some slots available. If there are, just head over to theeffectivestatistician.com, find the leadership program with masterminds, and then you can sign up. If you listen to this later in the year, check out the homepage. Maybe there's already a new one announced, and we have waiting list here, so you can also get into the program. And once we have enough people, then we'll start a new cohort for the Effective Leadership Program. If you want to run this leadership program within your company, just reach out to me. That's how we do it. Usually we organize this within companies, and then we have, I don't know, 10, 20, or even more people from a company joining this program. Thank you. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS for putting the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.